Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 24th July 1970. Series Power of Thought, episode number 55. Day by day, service will increase and also problems will increase. And the speed of the thought will also increase. At present, you create 10 thoughts in 1 second. And later, that speed will be doubled or tripled. Just as nowadays, they count the population to see how much expansion there is in one day. In the same way here, the speed of thoughts is very fast. On the one side, there will be expansion of your thoughts. And on the other side, there will be expansion of the evil spirits. This is probably a singular Murli where Baba has talked about evil spirits, the souls. But for this, you have to maintain special attention through which you will be able to confront everything that comes in front of you. That is, in order to understand clearly whatever happens, you must remember two words. One is difference, that is antar, and the other is mantra. Whatever happens, check whether it is right or not. Is it like that of Bab Dada or not? Is it equal to Bab Dada or not? So when you check this difference, antar, at every moment, you will be able to apply a not or a dot within a second. You have to apply a dot. If you have to do that, you will begin to do that. So you have to keep not and dot in your awareness too, Smriti. The difference and the mantra will both take place in a practical way. If you do not forget either of them, no problem or evil spirit will be able to oppose you. The problem will be burnt away in 1 second. Even evil spirits cannot remain in front of you. So you have to make this effort. Do you understand? Samjha? So this is Avyakta Murli of 24th July 1970. Baba has said, you have to keep in your awareness two words. First is antar and second is mantra. Antar is difference. Just as we have a contrast method of Murli Charani, in life also you should have contrast method. Always think, if I do this, what are the benefits? If I do not do this, what are the benefits or disadvantages? This function of the intellect should never get blunted. We should always have that keenness of the intellect to decide, to discern, to do or not do. But that should not be a stage of confusion. That should not become a stage of confusion. Just as you see in Shakespeare's Hamlet. Hamlet is always trying to think to be or not to be. But that's an eternal state of confusion. We are not talking of the stage of confusion. Baba is saying, with your shrewd intellect, always decide. Always have that discerning power to see whether we should do or not do. So there are a few important things in this difference. What are they? First, whether to do or not to do. It should not be without premeditation. Whatever we do, we should have a forethought. It should not be an impulsive action for which we will repent for the whole life. We should know the ramifications. We should know the aftermath of that thing before we try to do anything. So, first thing, this difference which we have to apply is to actions. Whether I should act or not. Is it as per Srimad or not? If it is not as per Srimad, I should stop. Some red alarm should ring in the mind. Stop, no, this is not as per Srimad. So, for actions, always think whether I should do or not do. Because if you do, and you know in your heart of hearts that this is not according to Srimad, then an eternal repentance, a period of contrition follows. And probably you may never be able to recover from that. That's why these are the stages of emergency. And whenever you are confronted with such emergencies in life, immediately leave that place and seek spiritual company. You know that this place is some temptation is arising. You know that this place something is, some wave of passion is arising within me, some sensual thought. Immediately go away from that place and seek spiritual company. Immediately go away from that place, go to center, go to Madhuban. Seek spiritual guidelines. Go to those people who are at a very higher spiritual platform, who are very strong spiritually. Go in the company of those people. If they are not there, hear them at least. Nowadays everything is available. Hear a very good Purusharth class. Hear a very powerful class. That will elevate you. Rather than going down and down and down and down and down. Because once you start going down, you start going down. You never come up. It's just like a ball which is thrown down the steps. The ball goes down and down. It never comes up. So how will you stop? And the passions and the conditions are full of upheavals. So this is the time of emergency. You know, one is confronted with emergency in spirituality. In this path of spirituality, many times emergencies arise. And where tablets will not work, syrups will not work, tonics will not work. You need a straight injection. And for that, you need a very company of highly spirited, highly animated, spiritually minded people who can afflict you just like this. So, first to decide is to do or not to do. This is the first difference, antar. Second is, if it is not to do, Baba said, if it is not, apply dot. You know this is not, you know this, one should not do this. Dot, not, and then dot. Put a dot there. First is actions. Second, speaking. To speak or not to speak. Sometimes, you know, somewhere you are very much infuriated by somebody. Somebody has angered you so much that you want to give a tit for tat. You want to speak something vehemently. But probably, if you speak, that relation would get spoiled for the whole life. That is the moment where you have to hold your horses. That is the moment where you have to stop not to speak. One English author has written a very beautiful line. He said, I always repented for what I spoke. I never repent. Repented for those things which I did not speak. I wanted to speak, but I did not speak. And I do not repent for them. But all those things which I spoke, I repent for that. How far, how good it would have been if I had not spoken those things. Probably that relation would not have got spoiled. It is better to be considered as fool than to speak and to reveal in front of the world you definitely are fool. It's better not to speak many times. Because we do not really know what to speak and what not to speak. Speaking is such an art we have yet not understood, we have yet not developed it. That skill which is needed, that dexterity which is needed is not yet in us. So, whenever there is a confusion to speak or not to speak, what you should choose? Not to speak. Or to speak after 24 hours. There was a German philosopher, George Gurdjieff. He has written a reminiscence in his experience. He said that I was a small child, 7 years old, and my father was on his deathbed. My father was dying. My father called me and he told me, I will tell you one important thing which you should never forget in your life. And George Gurdjieff said, because of that thing I remained safe in my life so many times. His father told him, when his father was just about to leave the mortal coil, whenever you get angry, postpone the anger for 24 hours. If you have to speak something, speak after 24 hours. That's it. That's simple as that. This simple teaching, Gurdjieff says, it helped me throughout my life. I was about to speak something because somebody has done something wrong. I just wanted to give correction. But Then I thought I should control myself and I will definitely scold him, but after 24 hours. And with the passage of time, anger cools down and then you do not speak. Dadi Janki says, if you want to make enemies, give corrections to people. Tell them that you were sleeping during yoga. Tell them that you were not very attentive during Amrit Vela. This is the easiest way to create enemies. The moment you give corrections, you create enemies. If you teach people, oh, you should not speak while eating, the very moment you have created one enemy, he will search the time when he will give you some teachings. So, second is to speak or not to speak. What you have to choose, better not to speak. Third, to hear or not to hear. There are hundreds of cacophony or voices in the world. Are we to listen everything? There are a lot of sweet musics in the world. Are we to listen everything? There are a lot of good songs in the world. Are we to listen everything? The songs are good, but gradually you enter into the very meaning of that song. And if that song is sensual or passionate, the same feelings of passion would arise in you. If it is a romantic song and you feel the words are very good and they very much match our gyan, that's fine. So long as you think that the person who is mentioned, that beloved, is God. But the moment you forget God and you focus on the song, probably that song you may send to some other person on mobile. And probably you are singing that song for her or him. And instead of the spiritual relationship, some new relationship may arise. This is possibility. Is it not? It is. It is a possibility. If the song, the lover is saying to the beloved, I am missing you too much. It's good that so long you sing this song to God, but the moment you forget God and still you send this song to somebody, that person might feel, yes, you are definitely missing her or him. And some non-spiritual feelings may arise. And this is the starting of that romantic relationship between brother and sister. Very harsh and bold statement. Romantic relationship between Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari. Because they are sharing songs. What to hear and what not to hear. Then, what to see and what not to see. You know that you ought not to see this. But curiosity, what is it? What is it? Somebody tells you, this movie is very good, you go and you want to see it. But you forget Srimad. All those, whatever they are doing in that movie, is it true? It's false. It's just the show of love. There's no love there. So, you get deceived, hoodwinked by all such things. What to see and what not to see. What to hear and what not to hear. What to touch and what not to touch. What to touch and what not to touch. This touch itself can become Maya. What we are touching. What to eat and what not to eat. What are we eating? With what feelings? Are we eating with a feeling of gratitude? Are we eating with a sense of detachment? Or that eating itself has become a sort of indulgence, bhog? You will be surprised to know how little a man needs for survival and how much we eat. How little a man needs for staying alive. Very little. And what we eat is, I think, 3 or 4 times. That's why somebody says, whatever you eat, with half of that food, you fill your stomach, and with half of the food, you fill doctor's stomach. That's what you are doing. So, what to eat and what not to eat, what to hear and what not to hear, what to touch and what not to touch, what to see and what not to see, what to speak and what not to speak, what to do and what not to do, what to imagine and what not to imagine, sensual fantasies. the youths of the world, they watch all the worldly things and they feel like to do the same thing. The college youths, the college chaps, girls and gals, they see all such things and they want to do the same thing in actual life, in real life. And they imagine, sit and imagine all these sensual fantasies, sexual and sensual fantasies. And they pave a way towards that ditch of vice. And you fall unawares and caught and trapped. So Baba is saying, remember this word, difference. Always in your mind, what is real, what is unreal, what is essence and what is essenceless, what is beautiful and what is ugly. There is no beauty here. It's fraught with ugliness. What we are seeing as beautiful, how can this body be beautiful? This is an illusion of the mind. So, difference. And second word, Baba said mantra. Baba has given hundreds and hundreds of mantras to us. Baba said, when you do this, when you are powerful, no evil spirit will ever attack you. All these evil spirits, they are bodiless. And they are those souls who had a lot of desires. And they left the body, untimely death. Because of some accident or whatever, they are killed or murdered or whatever that has happened. And now they are searching bodies so that they can fulfill their internal unfulfilled, unsatisfied desires. And this, they can enter only those bodies which are, those souls which are having all such desires. So that they can fulfill their own desires by entering into those bodies. That is why a soul who is very strong and whose joy, whose happiness is at the level of soul or thoughts, evil souls never enter into such bodies. Because these evil souls enter into weak bodies, weak souls. They will never enter into strong bodies. So that is why to become strong is to have one, difference, and second, antar and mantra. Always keep on deciding the difference. This is a spiritual lifestyle, this is a sensual lifestyle. What should I choose? This is the path of happiness, this is the path of unhappiness. What should I choose? This is the path of sorrow, this is the path of getting hurt, feelings, self-torture, self-victimization. And this is the path of glory, of joy, of bliss, of ecstasy, of rapture. What should I choose? You know, in Mount Abu, in that square, in front of post office, in front of the museum, in front of that Kali temple, there is a statue of Nehru. Below that statue, few sentences are written. That's a poem by Robert Frost. The poem writes, "Woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep." Mount Abu, there you will see, it's written there, on one side in English, on another side in Hindi. Woods are lovely. These woods are very good. They are lovely. Dark and deep. But I have to go. I cannot stop. I have to go within. I have promises to keep. And before I sleep and before I die, Robert Frost says, I have to go a long distance. So I cannot afford to get caught in any of the temptations, any of the attractions, any of the sight scenes, because I have to go ahead. So these are, even a poet who is thinking such an exalted thought. There is no dependency. There is no limited here. He is trying to go beyond all this. So such soul, such stronger souls, evil spirits will never enter. So become strong. Know the difference. What is in the world? What is in spirituality? What to speak? What not to speak? What to see? What not to speak? What to hear? What not to hear? What to smell? What not to smell? What to touch and what not to touch? What to eat? What to taste? What not to taste? All those things which are impedance, all those things which are hindrances, all those things which are barriers in the spiritual pathway, just throw them aside. Just drop them. Give up. Ignore. Om Shanti.